The third meaning of perfect this relates to the sense of sovereignty. When there is an expression which is not opposed by any other, and when that expression rules over all other forces, then we say that that expression is perfect. So sovereignty, unity, and maximum, these are three meanings of perfection. Now if you examine the meaning of the word maximum, you will find that in the world, in a given situation, there is maximum, but not in itself. It is like the horizon. In a given view of things, the horizon completes your vision and nothing more is added while you are standing at that particular standpoint. But if you change your stand, if you move farther or backwards, then the horizon either recedes or goes forward. So the word maximum has significance only in a certain situation, but not in absolute terms. There is nothing like absolute maximum. And yet, there is a meaning, that is to say, there is constant increase of potency and constant addition to actualized values. I am using two words here which are new, potency and value. Potency is the power of expression, and value is the meaning of expression. In the movement of the world, there is a constant increase of power of expression. In a sense, you might say, there is no end of it. It goes on maximizing itself. Meaning of values also goes on expanding itself. So as far as the movement or manifestation is concerned, there is a constant movement towards more and more and more. And in a given situation, if you reach maximum, you say, ah, now that is perfect. But we must understand it's only with regard to a particular situation. In a given company, you can say, who is the wealthiest? You can count each one's wealth and you say that now this is the wealthiest. But that is because you limit a particular field. But if you ask what is the wealthiest in the world, it includes also past, present and future. So it becomes indefinite. So in terms of more and more and more, it is always relative. But in terms of sovereignty, in terms of unity, you can have at every stage a perception of perfection. It does not depend upon this situation or that situation or any situation. Wherever there is a movement which is sovereign, you say is absolute. Wherever an expression stands out in a ruling position, stands out as something that overarches everything, and there is no opposition to it, you call it perfect. Similarly about unity. In any given situation, there is a kind of a unity of such a nature that everything is in its proper place. Now, sovereignty and unity, these are the two characteristics, basically, of perfection. Maximization is only a relative perfection. Perfection in themselves are either in the terms of sovereignty or in terms of unity. Usually both are common together. The sovereignty of movement and unification of movement, unity of movement, they obtain together. Now we have seen in the Bhagavad Gita an exposition of the idea of para-prakriti in the 7th chapter. Para-prakriti as distinguished from apara-prakriti. The higher nature as distinguished from lower nature.